So, Danny, I'm going to wait to see if this blows over. I think there's a very real chance that this is kind of the peak of whatever involvement Trump plans on having federally, that nothing else comes out of this. We just go back to this being covered from the standpoint of the D.C. City Council versus the mayor and whether the team can get enough votes to get this thing across the finish line. And yesterday was just kind of, you know, much ado about nothing. I think that's very possible. So I'm going to wait and just see, is it actually going to rain or are there just some ominous clouds overhead? Mm-hmm. But if it starts to storm, and if this actually ends up being reality, that Trump's plan is to not allow this deal to go through unless they change the name. Again, coming from a guy who wishes the name was Redskins, but has understood the reality for some time is that it's not going back to Redskins. Then I'm ready to just go back to Maryland. Then I am just saying, I'm done with this. It's exhausting. It's exasperating. Would I prefer to be at the RFK site? Yes. Do I think that's the best case for fans and for the team and for everybody? Absolutely. But if Maryland wants to play ball and I can build myself a Taj Mahal and I'm going to have more real estate around there to do cool restaurants and bars and footprint anyway, then I'm going to be able to tailgate, which I'm not going to be able to do at the new beautiful stadium on the water. And I don't have to deal with the federal government and I don't have to deal with the DC City Council, which has been a gigantic pain in the ass as well. It's just less hoops to jump through. It's so much easier. They're ready to hand you money. Is it ideal? No, it kind of stinks, but the stadium won't. The stadium would be amazing. And for most of us that have been going out to the stadium anyway, what's the difference? I mean, most of the people who say, like in your case, as an example, I'm not going to go to the stadium if it's in Maryland. You're already not going. You know, I would say
I would go if it was in a good place.
Right, but you don't go now, so we're not losing anything.
Right, but you've lost a lot. And you're the whole point is to broaden the tent again.
Sure, that would be nice. I'm trying to. If it becomes impossible I'd like to broaden the tent. They're not letting me broaden the tent. Okay.
No, I know. The obstacle's in your way.
I got my hands tied behind my back and my feet tied together. I put up a college try. I gave it a good fight. It's past July 15th. I still got the same four city council saying yes. I don't have anybody else crossing. And now I've got someone saying they're not going to allow this to happen unless they change the name, which, barring a change from ownership, and I don't know if you've heard anything. Nope. I certainly haven't heard that they're changing their mind on this. That's a non-starter for them. They don't plan on changing the name back.
Well,
we're going to actually have someone on from the Redskins, former marketing executive, who's now a professor at Christopher Newport. Because I actually think one interesting question is, in a world hypothetically where they were to change the name back, which again, I don't think is happening, but just play along with me. Would the companies that forced them to change their name last time because they were pulling their products, because they weren't selling their jerseys, because they didn't want to be associated with the team, if the president of the United States is saying you have to change the name back and the country is in a different place 5-7 years later, whatever it is, would those companies still pull out again? Like, does FedEx or, name Nike or whoever else it was, do they do the same thing because they still think the name's offensive? Because if the answer to that is no, well, then maybe that changes the algorithm a little bit. But we'll ask him that at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, again, you have to chase down every branch, right? Every little offshoot of this, you have to go and sort of figure it out and address it and deal with it, et cetera. I don't know how to feel in terms of what this means. I don't have a better soliloquy than that. I mean, for me, I will never get on board with going back to Landover, Raljohn, wherever it is. I don't care how long it takes or what nonsense you have to go through, but you know that's me. There's a different site in Maryland I don't know about. We can talk about that. It's not the state, it's that spot. But just in terms of this specifically, like, you have to now translate things if you're the team or if you're an advocate. In other words, you have to go and do what you did. You went, and I'm not ripping you, I'm simply saying, you went, yeah, I'm not really taking this one too seriously until something changes. They now have to scurry and discern that. How real is this threat? Do we need to get Roger Goodell on a conference call and find out what rules? Like, does Dan Snyder still own the brand that is Redskins? Do we have to do anything with him? We have to get that little twerp on the phone from his yacht? Like, what steps have to be? Do we need to have all these ducks in a row?
Do you even think they're doing that?
I have no idea.
My guess is they probably did that early on before Commanders took a little more. Like, the cement has hardened on the name. Not just based on one prolific season on the field.
Kind of.
That helped the name, which I don't like and you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish would go away, and you even more so wish would go away. But time is really what hardens that cement more than anything else. Mm-hmm. You just kick the can down the road a couple times. This was my fear. All they got to do is keep dragging out the shot clock. And eventually, like, go back to the beginning. I was as hopeful as anybody else. He never wore Commanders polos. Josh Harris never said Commanders. He said Washington. And I was like, he's going to change the name. I thought for sure they were going to change the name. And then I started to have some conversations with some of the folks involved in ownership, you know, not on air. And it was pretty clear that was not the plan. Mm-hmm. And then you see they actually come out and say otherwise. By the way, the polling in the Post is changing. It's still unpopular. I think the majority of the fan base still wants a new name, mm-hmm. the old name back specifically, but a different name. But whatever the percent was 16, 17 months ago that liked Commanders, it's a lot higher now. Nikki Javala had the numbers and posted them yesterday.
Yeah, Daniel's jersey sells like hotcakes, and you know, all of a sudden
the fan base has gotten younger. You know, I think that's definitely a thing. But yeah, I would like to get to a point where we could grow the base back in size. I just think it's the smallest the fan base has probably ever been. There's immense passion from the people that are still here. Mm-hmm. And I think there's even some new people. I just think you lost more of the older guard
right.
than you have welcomed in new fans of this team. But what do you make of how many people are out there like me that say, basically, I've just been beaten into submission, where I just want a stadium. There's never been a harder deal to make for any team in any league than this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that was going to be the case because it's D.C., man.
But you didn't know this. Who could have known this?
But not this.
Yeah.
And you have two options, I think. You could wait a few years until somebody else is in charge at the White House and hope that it's different. But now you've just kicked the can down the road on a stadium in D.C. They want to play in 2030, 2031. You're talking about 2034 now, 2035 before that happens. I don't think that's realistic. Or you can just pivot back to Maryland if this is actually something that they're concerned about. It might not be. They might just kind of say, oh, yeah, sure, roll their eyes and just get back on the phone with the city council.
I think there are some. I don't think it's that overwhelming a percentage, but there definitely are. I mean, I've heard Linnell a lot. As a young person that doesn't have any affinity for RFK, it's just a three letters to him. He didn't care. He never went, never saw it, just heard about it from old people like me, how great it used to be. And I think for a lot of the fans, if you are young and passionate, and the only RFK memories you have are older brothers or uncles or dads or grandpas talking about how great RFK was, you don't care. You would just go, I just want a stadium. Enough of this. Whatever this is, enough. I don't like it. I don't care. So I think there's a percentage. But anybody that's got any memory of both knows about RFK. And again, by the way, this ideal that people are holding up, like it's going to be the same thing. It's not. It can't be. That building wouldn't be up to code. You can't make the stadium bounce the same way. It's like a fire hazard or whatever the hell, you know? But you still could build something really special in a place that everyone wants to go to and in a hub that's convenient, quote unquote, as convenient as anything can be around here in the D.C. area, but convenient for Maryland, Virginia, local residents, everything that you'd want on that campus that you would go, not even on a game day. That's the ideal, and that's why they want it there so bad. And that's worth a lot of hassle. I don't know about this, but it's worth a lot of hassle to a lot of people.
Did you ever see the movie Moneyball? I'm sure you did.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It was really good. So there's the daughter of Billy Bean in that movie. This little girl sings this song where she's like, I'm just a little bit caught
in the middle.
Like, I am old enough to remember years ago when I couldn't get a stadium in D.C. until my team changed its name. Now I can't get a stadium in D.C. until it changes its name back. Like, put yourself in the shoes of a fan of this football team.
Yeah.
I had to change the logo because it was offensive. Then I had a member of the Senate who wouldn't allow me to do something else because changing the logo was offensive to the people who you changed it because they were offended. That's not even to talk about the local politics at play within the D.C. City Council and the mayor squaring off on this stadium dispute. I'm telling you, we are the Washington political hostages. It stinks. This is supposed to be the thing that gets me away from all of this. Nobody else deals with this. Name another fan base. Name another city where they deal with this to this extent. It's just outrageous. Let's go to Caleb in Fairfax on GND. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, Grant, Danny, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
So I think, Grant, you've nailed the nail right on the head. I just want to come out and say it. You brought up the fact that he throws things out there all the time to kind of what I think Steve Bannon refers to as flooding the zone. it seems pretty apparent the difference between his comments weeks ago where he didn't have this ultimatum and now all of a sudden he does. What's hot in the news right now? He's got a really serious controversy and tangible evidence relating to the Epstein stuff, and I think that's what everyone should be focusing on, not the team name. I think.
Well, not on this station we shouldn't, I'll be honest. And I appreciate the phone call, and everyone on both sides of this thing is allowed to have their opinions. Respectfully, and hopefully you can respect, we're trying as best we can to make this about football. So, yeah, there are bigger deals in the world, in a lot of capacities, than if Terry McLaurin's going to sign or not. We live in a little tiny bubble here.
Yeah.
Where our bubble's been invaded, by the way, with pitchforks and you know, bayonets. Our bubble popped. I'm like Glinda the Good Witch, man. Pop! We just want to talk about football. But, yeah, there are more important things out there. I don't know. I don't know why yesterday was the day to fire those things off.
You never know.
I don't know how it happens.
How could anyone know, by the way? Seriously, how could anyone go, I know the reason. Respectfully, you don't. It's as good a theory as any. But who knows?
Let's go to Josh in Mount Vernon. Do you think yesterday actually ends up becoming a thing, or do you think it was just kind of, you know, a few hours of controversy and 3 weeks from now we'll have moved on?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was like, all right, they were like, the name's not going to change, so all right, we're sticking with it. Now this just gave us a pulse again. You know what I mean? Like, the president of the United States just told us to change our name. Why wouldn't we do it? You know what I mean? We already got the uniforms. How sick would Jaden Daniels look in a Redskins helmet? We got to bring he requested to bring it back. Hey, we got to follow our commander in chief.
Thank you, buddy. Because that's the thing is, no matter how many times it hit, and here's another angle on it. This discussion had been put to bed. It was to the point where I go, this is 14 years ago. I said, I can't have another one of these conversations about, they should keep the name Redskins and put a potato on the side of the head.
Yeah.
What's that sound? Danny's neck snapping. No, I can't anymore. I can't. Right. This is a decade and a half ago we did that.
I feel like I need to keep prefacing this for my like fan card or whatever, that I wish the name was Redskins still and I don't like the name Commanders. But I would be willing to bet that guy's like, hey, we got to follow the Commander-in-Chief. Is that what he was saying like 6 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever it would have been, with another president suggesting they should change their name? You know, I feel like a lot of the times when people say they don't want you to talk about things other than sports, and we're really good at that on this show, today we kind of don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But what they really mean is they only want you to stick to sports unless you're going to say the thing they agree with.
Yeah, people want you to agree with them.
So, like, as an example, this idea of, just for myself, like, I go, I don't think someone in the government should be getting involved in what the name of a team is or, you know, with any company privately run, like telling me how to run it or how not to. But then occasionally they want to do the thing that I like. And it's not as annoying anymore. You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying.
Like, someone just sent me a tweet from 2013, and I don't know what's real and what isn't and what's fake and what isn't. But it's, you want to read this as the President of the United States in your...
I got it right here.
You got it?
This is from 2013.
October 8th, 2013.
President should not be telling the Washington Redskins to change their name. Our country has far bigger problems. Focus on them, not nonsense.
It's just, you shapeshift enough years and like the same people that are going to be mad in 4 years. Let's say they change the name. Do we think it's just over? That's my other big question.
Yeah.
They're back to Redskins.
What is time?
They
it's
get
a
their
flat
stadium deal in D.C. Now someone else is in charge from another party. Are we... Again, remember, we are the Washington political hostages. Am I having to change the name again? Is this like, you know, what is it? They're always trying to repeal healthcare or whatever the... How many things that Biden signed has Trump gotten rid of and vice versa? How many things that was Trump won did Biden get rid of? It's, you know, is this one of those where on day one, they're going to be the Commanders again? I will sign it into law. Like, we are being caught in the middle of mom and dad, which is the two political parties.
Uh-huh.
Screaming at each other. We are now a thing.
Like, can they beat the Eagles? You see what I'm saying? Like, can we do...
This will make you wish you could hear us talk about Terry McLaurin again today, huh?
Golly.